Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
20 minutes past the hour, it is 78 degrees. Not cool for this time of night. Figuratively and literally, not cool. It sucks. It's very humid. And that girl who called in, she lied. She never bothered showing up. So here I am sitting here with my dick in my hand. I was hoping that I would get a little tonight. I didn't even know what she looked like. She could have been, well, I don't want to disparage anybody. But here I am sitting here waiting for this girl who's never going to show up, and we all know who else isn't going to show up. Do I even need to say her name? Yes, I need to say her name. Linda Smith, not showing up tonight. So I have a plan for how I'm going to get through this evening. I have a plan. I put this together. I was really counting on getting those cigarettes and the beer and the baby oil and the car. I don't know what's going to happen, but I have an idea and I have a plan. And let's just say, Linda Smith, you better watch your back, Linda Smith, and whoever this girl is, this me chick, that's not even a real name. That's a bullshit name. If she doesn't show up, I'm going to find her, too. I'm going to find her. You'll see. You'll hear about it on the news.
So I'm just going to turn the microphone on, and here we go. The microphone's already on, obviously. If I'm talking, then that means the microphone is on. And picking up what I'm putting down. Well, I hope everybody had a great Independence Day weekend, and all your fingers are still intact. You didn't blow out any eardrums, and you didn't cause any damage to yourself lighting fireworks, because yikes, that would hurt. I hope your pets are okay, that you had the thunder shirt or the old Benadryl trick. Here's my thing. My wife had to go up to Boston for some family stuff, and she took our son with her, Gilbert. So she drove well over 16 hours, because when you go up there, you got to take 95 and go around New York City. And that's a nightmare. Those roads, I think once you get to Washington, D.C., through Baltimore, and then up through all that area, it's just horrible. I've done it a couple of times, and you go through New Jersey, it's confusing because they have the lane that you can go through to bypass all the tolls, and nobody carries cash, yada, 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 yada. And if you have to get gas in New Jersey, you can't pump it yourself, so you have to wait in line until some flunky does it for you. So at least that's been my experience, but what a drive. And apparently our son, Gilbert, was a very, very good boy. And he got to do really cool things. I think she stayed in Richmond the first night. And they went to a Richmond Flying Squirrels game. Now, they're a double-A team for the San Francisco Giants. Now, Richmond used to be the triple-A home of the Braves. They were the Richmond Braves, and they have since moved to the area, like a lot of AAA teams have done. They're quite close to their home stadium or their home team, or the major league, whatever, you know what I mean. And so those are the Gwinnett Stripers now, and we're relatively close to that. And he went to, let's see, where did he go? A submarine museum. I'm not sure exactly where that is. Maybe Connecticut, up that way, which is where she stayed the second day, just because the traffic was so damn bad. And, you know, if you're going to do that drive, I've done those drives up there several times since I moved to the South. And more often than not, it was just a straight shot. Or I'd go off and go to a casino or something. But a couple of times I actually went sightseeing. So, you know, that's one thing about Caitlin, among many things that she's really good at doing, is making sure that it's not just some boring drive, and that not only she, but also our son has experiences. That's pretty cool. And on the way back, I think she left Boston yesterday. Today's Monday. I'm recording this on Monday. She drove back and stayed in Baltimore and then took him to the Baltimore Aquarium, which, you know, it's great. So he's getting these experiences. And I think from Baltimore to Atlanta, she's just going to do the straight shot. Obviously, she's going to stop because you can't just do that. That's a long drive. That's about 10 hours, I think, of a drive, maybe a little bit longer. I think that today, if she doesn't hit too many major areas where there'll be traffic, she should be okay and get home tonight. I'll probably get home before they do, but that's quite a trip. So anyway, I didn't do anything over the weekend, really. I thought, for one thing, that the fireworks would actually be on July 4th, since it was a Friday in our town, and I didn't pay any attention. I didn't look anything up. And so I'm out in the carport around 9:45 Thursday night, and I start hearing the fireworks. Now, I thought at first they were just people shooting them off nearby, but no, they were the town fireworks, which we live about a half a mile from where they shoot them off. And, you know, so for the next 20 minutes, it was just a cacophony, and the dogs were losing their minds. But no fireworks. And I invited I had invited friends over to do a cookout, and then we could walk over and see them. But I just ended up going to their house, Sean and Lisa's, in Stone Mountain. And we had burgers and some chocolate dessert. I forget what it's called, chocolate cobbler that Lisa made. And she put some cocoa powder on it, which didn't really distract from the flavor at all, Sean. But also the powdered sugar helped. I got really stuffed. That was some good stuff. And potato salad, homemade potato salad, which I say it the way you're supposed to say it. It's not potato salad. It's potato salad because I'm from the north and that's how we say it. Potato salad. Almost as good as mine. Not too much mustard and dill relish in there. They're very alien things to me. But every family has their own potato salad recipe. The only deviation I like to make when I make it using my grandmother's recipe as a base is to put bacon in it, which I got from a friend of mine years ago in Georgia. But it gets really, like, without Gilbert in the house and without his mom in the house, it's really boring to, you know, for as long as it is. They've gone 2 or 3 days to places, but this is almost 6 days, right? So it got really boring. And you know, I had to find things to do. So I did a lot of laundry. I cleaned. I did yard work. Every night I went home and watered the Caitlin's garden. Just silly little things. And watching a lot of television. And as always, it's stuff that I've already seen for the most part. But Saturday was great because we went to the Punchline and we saw comedian Caleb Sinan, who is from Georgia, Royston, Georgia. So as of today, he and Ty Cobb are the two most famous people from that town in Georgia. But Jeff got us into the Punchline, so thanks to him. And we got to meet Lizzie in person for the first time. She's been doing the podcast for several weeks now and finally got to meet in person. And her husband, Doug Dave Jones, was there. Jones, and got to meet him. He's a cool guy too. I had a big, huge hunk of cake for my dinner there. A big, huge chunk of chocolate cake because it's a Greek diner, the Landmark Diner, and they have the best cakes. You know, really huge slices. Can't finish the whole thing. Really designed for two people, but I kind of picked at it through most of the sets. All three comedians are really funny. The MC was great, the feature act, and the headliner, Caleb Sinan. And still my favorite place to go to see comedy because it's so chill in there. And I like Marcy and Jamie and Chris DePetta, the people that run it, and they have a good staff. I like that comedy club. You know, I also used to like going, some of my favorite comedy clubs that are now gone, I of course, I like the Laughing Skull Lounge. that was a cool place to go years ago when it first opened, and for about 5 or 6 years, Jeff and I would go, or I would go with, you know, people I was dating or whatever, other friends, to see comics who came onto the regular guy's show. Same with the Punchline. I love the old Punchline, sitting up in the balcony and being able to talk to the comedians and you know, just be away from the riffraff down below. We also like sitting down below. A couple of other places, well, there was the Funny Farm, which was in Star Time in Roswell. That was a good club. And, yeah, the Funny Farm moved. So I guess it's the same club, but it was in a different location. Andretti Speed Labs, which is a weird place for a comedy club to be, but it was still cool. I think it was a little bit bigger. Either way, I worked running sound for Marshall at Marshall Childs at both of those clubs. And I really don't know where I'm going with this other than to say that I've noticed that since I'm an older person, that I really enjoy that 7 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock start time on Saturdays. It's perfect because it's not packed, but it's packed enough for the comedian to do a show, knowing there's an audience of people that are going to laugh. And I can still get home, hang out with the boy a little bit. And when I'm there, I don't drink. I get a cup of coffee and I drink some water and I get something to eat. And you can get anything off the menu. So, you know, get there early enough and you can get a steak. You got the full menu. It's better than bar food.
Welcome to America Right Now. Today, I am your host, me with 6 E's. I like to say my name that way. It's just me. This week's episode is brought to you by Doc AI. Why waste time going to a real doctor? You know, when you go to a real doctor, you have to book an appointment. You have to make sure that they'll take your insurance. And then when you get there, you have to do the copay. And then you're not even guaranteed to see a doctor because a nurse practitioner will do most of the work. And then the doctor comes in and looks over your records and says, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to take. Here's your prescription. Goodbye. It was nice meeting you. Really? That's not fun at all. So what I suggest is that you do Doc AI. Doc AI is an app that you subscribe to and you give all of your personal information to, and you can even chat with it. Like if you ever felt like you wanted to call your doctor at 2 a.m. because you had a pain in the side of your head and you didn't know what it was and you thought maybe you were having an aneurysm or a stroke or something, you can't call your doctor at 2 a.m. You can't even call your doctor at 2 p.m. But with Doc AI, you can chat with a real AI bot that is programmed to know everything about all medical stuff, and it's super cool, and they can help you cure yourself or at least put you at ease until you can go to a clinic and get whatever you need done. Enjoy peace of mind from Doc AI. It's way better than a real doctor because it doesn't tell you to shut up. It doesn't tell you that you're a hypochondriac. It doesn't tell you to lose weight. It tells you that you might have to lose weight, but it doesn't insist on it. And also it can prescribe drugs, which is really good. So if you tell it in a state where, you know, things are legal, that you have a lot of headaches and trouble sleeping, and a prescription to cannabis would help you greatly in that regard, Doc AI can prescribe it for you and even guide you to the nearest dispensary. Isn't that really cool? I love weed. I wish I could do that. I live in a state where it's not legal either way for recreational or medicinal purposes, so I have to buy it from a shady guy who lives in the town next to mine, and I have to drive over there because he won't bring it to me. But that's okay because I use Doc AI. And I swear I'm not crazy, but I do get crazy pills to take, so I'm not crazy. Doc AI, downloaded today from the App Store of whatever you use. I am still reeling from the dream that I had, that vivid dream I told you about last week, where the guy, and I can't remember his name. I knew it began with a D and it was like Dale or I don't know even. I thought about it and it was really creepy because it was so vivid. It was like I could see him while I was on the phone talking to him in my dream. And the radio DJ is what I'm talking about. That if you listened last week, you know that I had this really crazy dream where the DJ of this radio show wanted me to come to the radio station that was 3 stories underneath the building where he told me to go. And there was no lights. And he wanted me to bring all sorts of sex stuff like condoms and lube, which was baby oil. So maybe it was because I was thinking about Diddy. And as we all know, Diddy is probably not going to go to jail, at least not for a long time, and at least not for anything that was really bad, even though he did bad things. But he didn't really get convicted of anything or whatever. I don't know. The jury seems like a bunch of idiots. But anyway, this Dale DJ guy, I just can't shake it. You ever have a dream like that where you just can't shake it no matter what you think of or what you do? And it's really crazy and it makes you sick. And it just sort of throughout my day, I just think about that dream and how I'm glad it was a dream and not real, because I would probably be dead and buried underneath a radio station where no one would come look for me because nobody listens to the radio anymore. At least I don't. And I'm not everybody, but I am somebody. So I think I need to have some sort of seance or something to, maybe I got possessed while I was sleeping, or maybe, I don't know, because every time I walk around a corner, I'm thinking of that guy and I'm seeing the lights from the radio station logo that's red neon that I saw in my dream. It was 66.6 Light FM. All right, enough of that. I just use this platform of mine as therapy is what I do. I mean, I talk about current issues and I talk about things that are trending, but I also have to share a little bit about me, because if I don't get it out, it'll just stay inside my brain and I'll go nuts. I'll just have to go get a bunch of Xanax and eat them all and fall asleep. And that sucks, because Xanax, the next day, your head is really cloudy. My cousin said that I should go on a retreat and do mushrooms, but I'm really worried about that because I've done those before and I had a really fun time at an amusement park and I laughed, and then I got really scared because I went on one of those water plumes and I thought that it was Land of the Lost and I was falling down into dinosaur land and I couldn't shake it. So once I was off the water plume, I ran into a corner by a fence and just sat down and chain smoked two packs of cigarettes while my friends had fun. And I just sat there shaking. No one could see me, like security or anything like that, because I was behind a dumpster. And I stayed there until my friends were finished and came and got me. But I was scared. But the first half hour or so was a lot of fun and I had a lot of laughs. So I can't imagine going to a cabin in the mountains with one guy or 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people, everybody tripping and these people guiding you through it. But I have heard that using psilocybin mushrooms can help with your mental health. You get so happy and it helps rewire all that negative stuff that you're carrying around in your brain. You could also do ketamine, DMT, or if you have a lot of balls, which I don't have any, of course, but you know what I mean. If you have the guts to do it, you can do ayahuasca, which is that thing that you drink or eat or whatever. And there's like a shaman there and there's other people, and you throw up in a bucket for like 10 hours. And then you trip really hard for like a day and a half. And you go on this journey and you talk to spirit people and they help you rewire your brain. So when you come out of it, you feel a lot better. I might do that because there's a lot to deal with in this world right now. And I don't want to deal with it with my current state of my mind. Speaking of which, if you were out there waiting to see all the sickos who would have been on the Jeffrey Epstein list, well, you are shit out of luck, because there is not a list. That lady, Pam Blondie, whatever her name is, that lady that if you look at her like one way, she looks young, but really she's in her 60s. So it's all makeup and filters and stuff. By the way, I hope I look that good when I'm in my 60s. I use filters a lot when I do my social media with videos and stuff like that, but I'm not the Attorney General of the United States. And she knows all this stuff because everybody that works for her all promised that everybody would get to see these names and lists. And of course, President Trump is on that list, but we don't know if he's on what list or this list or that list. He was definitely on a flight log, but that doesn't mean anything. Everybody for the last 10 or 11 years has been waiting for this list to come out so they could see all these rich and famous people get arrested. And now it's not going to happen. And a lot of people are upset because people have been on social media for a long time, influencers, especially the right-wing ones and the MAGA ones, who are like, everything's going to happen. Do you remember QAnon? I don't really, but I read about it. And that guy, Alan Jones, who hosts a radio show where he sells supplements for his penis and his prostate, he's been talking about this nonstop. And everything that Alan Jones talks about never happens or comes true. He got sued by the parents of the poor kids who got unalived at that school in Connecticut a number of years ago, because he had his fans or his listeners, they were harassing all these parents saying that it wasn't real, that it what they called a false flag. And I don't even know what that means. I'm sure a lot of you do, or maybe you don't. Let me know in the comments. But whatever it was a real flag and it really happened and people are sad. And for them to get harassed by people who just, I don't know, need super beta prostate, so the prostate isn't the size of a grapefruit. Maybe if they would chill out, their prostate wouldn't be the size of a grapefruit. Maybe if they weren't looking at pornography when they're not listening to Alan Jones, they wouldn't have performance issues. If they would go out and, what do they say, touch grass or touch pavement or touch weeds or anything like a flower or even like a tomato plant, touch something that's real. Stop living in your basement and believing in conspiracy theories, because conspiracy theories are dumb. I used to think that the Earth was flat, and you couldn't convince me otherwise. I said the government never went to the moon, the government never went into space, everything is fake in CGI or AI or whatever, and Stanley, what's-his-face, who did the 2000 movie with the space rectangles that were black that made monkeys, and they threw a bone at it, and then they went to Jupiter, where they landed on one of the moons, and it's just crazy. I thought it was all fake. And I thought it was used to discredit the Bible. And in the Bible, it does say that the earth is flat and that Elohim were there. Anyway, I'm getting really sidetracked. Listen, nothing is going to come out of the Jeffrey Epstein thing. He killed himself in jail or was murdered or is living in a really nice place right now and has surrounded himself with a bunch of questionably aged women, and he's just living off of the money that he made, extorting people like Bill Clinton, who was a former president who probably would have had sex with a mud puddle if it looked at him right. Anyway, they're all scumbags. Don't worry about it, and don't get wrapped up in conspiracies. In movie news, the latest Superman movie will be out this weekend. Superman is an immigrant who came to the Earth from Krypton because his dad knew that the planet was going to blow up. So he put him in this little thing, and somehow he knew where Earth was. So the Godfather, who is Marlon Brando in the movie, he sent him here in a big egg and he crashed. And then Beau Duke raised him to be his son, Clark Kent. And then he had superpowers because something to do with the sun that is yellow as opposed to red, which is what Krypton had. I don't get it. I don't understand. I never read comic books, but I like Superman. I like Batman, and I like Spider-Man, and I like the Fantastic Four and the X-Men, and I even like the Avengers, and I even like that new girl who's pretending to be Iron Man. But the new Superman movie is coming out, and the emphasis is going to be on the fact that he is what you call an immigrant. He is an immigrant, but you can't really make that thing because he didn't come from, like, Central America. If he had come from Central America, he would be picking crops, or he would be working at a bodega, or he would be working at a restaurant chain, or doing construction and stuff. And Superman could build a house faster than Amish people can. And Amish people can build a barn super, super fast. And Superman could, like, totally out Amish the Amish. He could build a barn by himself in 10 minutes. So I would think that if there were hundreds of thousands of Supermans coming across the border into Texas, Arizona, and other states that are there, then we would never have a housing problem because these guys would just get things done. They could make roads. They could, I don't know, they could melt ice with their laser eyes and carry all the water to where there's a big fire, like in that movie, and then drop the big frozen thing down. Because Superman also has ice breath, laser beam eyes, ice breath. He can beat anybody in a fight except for that guy who came from space and had, like, huge knuckles. I saw that movie, and that guy was badass. So anyway, if you're going to bring social issues into it, maybe you should have Elon Musk play Lex Luthor. If he played Lex Luthor, because he's almost a Lex Luthor, Elon Musk, who's forming his own political party, and nobody cares. It's just going to be incels, crypto bros, and guys like Joe Rogan who are lost because they put all their money into Donald Trump. And now they're pissed off because they're not getting what they want, which is the Epstein list, which there isn't one. Sorry, you lose. Don't put your faith in people that are dumb. I'm really angry today. I can't stop thinking about Dale, whoever that DJ was, and I'm scared and I don't even want to stay in my house anymore. By the way, on the 4th of July, I had a really good time. I went to the fireworks show with nobody. I went by myself because all my friends were at this other place. I didn't feel like going and I didn't feel like drinking that night. So I ate a gummy that's made out of cannabis, an edible or whatever. And I went over to the fireworks show and some of the ash from one of the fireworks that exploded not high enough fell into my hair and burned the back of my hair. So now I have to wear a wig. I had to get it cut off because it looked really stupid. And now I have, like, a wig, and it looks good. I mean, it looks like a wig and everything. I mean, it doesn't look like a wig. It looks like hair. But man, oh man, do not stand right underneath where they're shooting off the fireworks because those things are hot. When I'm not wearing the wig, I have to wear this mesh thing with some sort of gel in it and I have to put it on the burn and it really sucks. I hope hair grows back there because if it doesn't, I'm going to get those things that they stitch in the bald guy's heads because I'm not going to be bald the rest of my life because of some stupid fireworks show. And I told them that I would sue them and the guy came around and said, you get sued. You came here voluntarily. And I said, well, I know I came here voluntarily, but I didn't volunteer to have you burn my hair. And he said, take it up with the city. So I took it up with the city and the city told me to beat it. And that's not very fair. So then I found out where this guy lives because he's a volunteer fireman in our town. And I went to his house and pounded on the door and he opened it up and he said, "What do you want? I thought I told you to take it up with the city." And I said, "You're a jerk and I'm never going to get the money back, but I want you to look at what your fireworks cost." And I turned around and I showed him the scab with all the gel or whatever that shit is on it. And I said, "I'm angry. I have a podcast. I'm totally going to trash you." And then he said, "If you mention my name, I'm going to sue you." And I said, "Okay, I won't mention your name." And I left. So next year on the 4th of July, or whenever your town has fireworks, because some don't do it on the 4th of July, some do it on the 3rd for some reason, just be careful or wear a hat. Just be careful because you could lose limbs, you could lose all your hair, and you could have a big ugly scar on your head. All right, I think I've been awfully negative this episode, and I want to apologize, but I have to get these things off my chest or I'm going to lose it, okay? So I want everybody to have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Don't forget to check out my new sponsor, Doc AI, wherever you find apps like that. Okay. Thank you for listening to America Right Now Today with your host, me.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.